Jeg har ikke kunnet gå at være inde på det et par gange i forbindelse med det her rejseradioprogram for Côte d'Azur. At jeg har jo en fortid, det er der nogen af jer, der ved. Jeg har en fortid som Formel 1-journalist, ikke mindst. Jeg har overværet Monacos Formel 1 Grand Prix ikke mindre end 20 gange. Og når man gør det, så kører man på turen mellem Monaco og Nice, fordi jeg boede altid på Nice, på La Pérouse i Nice. Og når jeg kørte den her tur, så kørte jeg altid, når jeg kørte hjem fra Monaco tilbage til Nice. Jeg holdt jo op med det her for omkring 15 år siden. Jeg tror, jeg så mit sidste Formel 1 Grand Prix i 1999 år 2000, det nabolag. Men der tog jeg altid det, der hedder Basse-Corniche. Basse-Corniche, det er en slags strandvejen, det er helt nede ved kysten, det er direkte ud til Middelhavet, og det er en utrolig smuk tur. Den er noget længere end turen op igennem bjergene, men den er altså også meget, meget smukkere. Så det var en tur, jeg tog om aftenen, når der ligesom var lidt mere tid. Og når jeg så kom igennem en lille by, som hedder Beaulieu, så var der et hotel, som gjorde et meget stort indtryk på mig hver eneste gang, jeg kørte forbi. Jeg tænkte, der vil jeg egentlig gerne bo. Men det havde jeg ikke rigtig budget til. Det kostede mange penge, fordi det er meget, meget dyrt at bo på hotel, når der køres et Monaco Formel 1 Grand Prix. Men når man nu besøger sådan et hotel off-season, som det hedder, så er det til at komme i nærheden af. Så derfor valgte jeg, at jeg gerne ville præsentere jer for et hotel, som hedder Royal Riviera. Hotel Royal Riviera ligger direkte på hjørnet af det, der hedder Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat. Når jeg siger på hjørnet, så er det der, hvor den her halvø den går ud i Middelhavet. Og det ligger en lille smule østvendt, kan man sige. Det vil sige, at man får morgensolen ind. Men man har altså også et fantastisk view ud over Middelhavet. Det her azurblå Middelhav. Og på hotellet, som er femstjernet, og det er selvfølgelig noget af det, der gør, det er svært at komme i nærheden af. Men på hotellet, der har man en fantastisk tradition, man har en fantastisk service, og jeg fik altså mulighed for at bo her en enkelt nat. Og ved siden af mig, der sidder marketingdirektøren for Royal Riviera. You better have to present your name yourself for the listeners.
So I'm Sophie, Sophie Vallet, the director of sales at the Royal Riviera Hotel.
And you have been here for a while, and you know the hotel, and for me, it is a fantastic traditional hotel, but it is also top modern.
Yes, we have done a great combination between the real authentic hotel from the Riviera from beginning of the century, as we are 111 years this year. And we have a great contemporary style in the room and in the main areas. So it's a great combination in between both.
Og kan I høre det, der foregår hen over vores hoved i øjeblikket? Jeg tror ikke, at I kan undgå at høre det. Der kommer simpelthen to flyvemaskiner. Hvordan der lyder de her flyvemaskiner, som flyver hen over hotellet i øjeblikket? Jeg blev lige afbrudt en lille smule, fordi nu skal jeg se dem. Det er vandflyver. De lander simpelthen på den her lille bugt ud for Cap Ferrat. Og det er træningsflyvemaskiner, hvor man henter vand til at kunne slukke skovbrændene. Fordi en gang imellem, fordi der er meget tørt også oppe i bjergene, ikke mindst, så er der behov for at kunne hente noget vand og kunne slukke nogle brænde. Og det er altså det, de træner lige i øjeblikket. Så det er jo en meget vigtig ting selvfølgelig, når man har et område som det her. Og det er meget sjovt, fordi de flyver hen over havet, og så skøjter de hen over havet, samler vand op, og så går de op i luften igen.
But then tell me, Sophie, are these planes disturbing the people all around the year here?
Not at all. No, they are doing their training at this time of the year only. And most of the people, all the clients, they do enjoy the show into the sea.
I think it's fantastic. It's fascinating.
And it's fascinating.
It is also very nice that you're taking care about the environment in such a way. And you have, of course, to train the people to do that. And we have to accept that. This is a living world. It is not some sort of a scenery which are made in a theater. It is the real world we're living in here. But we were disrupted by these aeroplanes. You were talking about the hotel. Can you remember where we were?
So we were with the decoration, with the style of the hotel from beginning of the century. We have kept renovating it each year because we are closed basically 1 month and a half each year. And so we have kept renovating on a regular basis the hotel, in spite of we are 111 years this year.
It's fantastic. And I mean, when you look at the building, you can, of course, see it from the style, the building style. And there's also one thing which I think it is important to tell people, that you don't have a lot of balconies and terraces, which you often have in a hotel. But it is just a question about leaving the main building out in the garden, where there's a lot of beautiful spots. There's a very big swimming pool. When I look at a hotel like this, as close to perfect as I can call it, what is going to happen in the years to come?
In the years to come, so we have always to keep updated with the high tech, for example, into the room with the Wi-Fi, with all the connections, with iPad, iPhone, etc. We have to keep the modern style also in all the areas, in the restaurants, in the rooms.
actually we got a room where there's no television. But that is a lie, because there was a very big mirror, and the television is hidden behind that mirror. I have seen that before, so I knew a little bit about it. But that is a really nice way to do it, and that is a way to develop it, where you also are using the modern technology. The last thing is that when you come to the Nice Côte d'Azur airport, how long time does it actually take to go here? It's not that much.
No, we have a great location. We are basically 30 minutes drive from the Nice International Airport by the coast road, so which is quite amazing arriving here. You have a fantastic scenery.
But also, when we are talking about a five-star hotel, and it is also affordable. I mean, if you come off-season, it is not that expensive. That is a fantastic experience in itself to come here. And I'm sure you also have some sort of a shuttle service from the airport.
Yes, of course. We do arrange with our aide concierge, we'll arrange a personal pickup at the airport. It's a part of our five-star service.
And then maybe a very special thing for the Scandinavians, for the Danes maybe, because normally we don't like all these big fashionable hotels. Yeah, it's funny to look at, but we look at it in some way where we say it's a little funny. But that is not the case here.
We are very proud of this atmosphere, very intimate, very discreet and casual chic. We are not a pretentious hotel, which is very important to our clientele. They are coming here to relax and to feel a bit like they are in their own place.